Hey, how's it going? This is Josh, and I want to welcome you to the first episode of Significant Figures. We are actually a podcast where we sit down as a group of people. There's four of us, and we talk about significant figures throughout history. So, as you know, I'm Josh. We also have...
My name is Kenny. I'm the historian, and it's going to be an interesting discussion.
Dimitri, the comedian in training.
I'm Hussein, and I'm just here to listen and decide if Kenny's right about anything.
So, who are we talking about today, you guys?
Today, we're going to talk about Joseph Stalin, who was the former leader of the Soviet Union, and Pol Pot of Cambodia.
Okay, great. So, let's get started.
So wonderful. Who are we doing
first? Whoever wants.
I will probably lead off this discussion.
Okay.
Stalin, actually, since he was leader from the mid-20s till he died in March the 5th of 1953, he had lots of interesting traits about him that many people didn't know before. Like, for example, his native language was Georgian, and he couldn't speak Russian until he went to church with his mother, and the pastor actually helped him. Your thoughts?
About being... A pastor or about...
No, about Stalin overall. Like, what are your initial thoughts of him? You know, like, in the history books, we tend to judge him as historians harshly because he was the greatest mass murderer in the 20th century.
Well, he wasn't the greatest mass murderer. He only killed 20 million, man. That's hardly anything. I mean, you got Mao Zedong who killed 40 million. Were you doing, like, what... amount of killed, or are we doing percentage of the population? What was the percentage of the population back then?
No,
it's 20 million.
Wait. So we know. Okay, go on.
No, I was going to say, it is true. At the time, China had the biggest population, but many historians would argue that Stalin, actually, he would kill anybody, even if it wasn't his own. He would kill Chechens, you know, Koreans, Japanese, Bulgarians. He killed everybody. He didn't care. He was paranoid. Mm.
So he was an equal opportunist. Isn't that like the perfect thing? He's not racist. He's just killing everyone.
But still, without fair trial.
He's not discriminating.
Well, technically,
I mean, he got so much genocides against certain people, and he's like, yeah, kill them all.
But for what purpose?
People living.
But for what purpose? That's the thing. Did they commit a crime?
Thank you.
Did they commit a crime?
No.
Yeah, he went against his government. They went against his government. When you're in the...
Yeah, go on. I see it.
You see it, right? Exactly.
The problem is, in the United States, if you commit a crime, at least, you know, you have a jury, you can call a lawyer.
You're, no, you you're don't. Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay. You get put away for trial forever. There's no trial. There's no jury. You just...
Well, they're an exception. They're not citizens, I think. You know, or you know,
no, the citizens go there too. Have you not seen Harold and Kumar? U.S. citizens being thrown to Guantanamo Bay for a cock meat sandwich.
Oh, I probably
true story.
Oh, that I never heard of, but I did know at the time that Stalin, he wrote to his chief of police, you know, the KGB at the time, and he told him it doesn't matter which village you go to, as long as you hit a magic quota to kill people.
So he lowered. Okay. So
was he talking about any village in the Soviet Union or who they were invading?
Any village, I would argue. No, any village, because this was during the 1930s. It was called the Great Purges. He didn't care. He killed his generals. He killed many people. He just says, I don't care how much you hit or who you hit. Just hit the magic quota. And when they succeeded the quota, we killed 40,000. Boss, can we increase the quota? We want to kill more.
Wait, Hussein, I think he's got a great point. So, do you think that Stalin's a human, not a human, he's a nature? Because the greatest threat to Mother Nature is humans. So, by getting rid of so many, he's actually helping Mother Nature and the Earth become more healthy. Less pollution, right?
Oh, and that
was from a historical point of view.
To kill all those people, you know, we'd have a huge population issue right now. You know,
thank you.
We're all lucky. Yeah, good point, Dima.
Thank you.
Continue. That still doesn't justify the means.
But what's the means?
The means.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Just shot people. He killed people, like, with no trial. Just shot them like this, you know what I mean? Oh, just to give a better example, when the Germans, the Nazis, invaded the Soviet Union in 1941, I believe, Operation Barbarossa, things were so bad that Stalin told his generals, if any of you surrender or desert, we will shoot you.
That's
because it takes time to find them. Can you imagine spending hours of your general's time finding a general who deserted? That's so much effort. That's a waste of time, Kenny. You guys should have right on the spot.
Wasn't that good?
Do the same thing?
To defeat the Germans because they had so much trouble trying to take that city, and then they lost. You know, the war, like, eventually more soldiers came in and they were able to push the Germans back.
Yeah, but it's still debatable at the end, guys, because, wow, I mean, coming from, I mean, I understand, but if you look at his record, Stalin.
Well, nobody's saying that Stalin's a good guy.
Repeat?
Nobody's saying that Stalin is a good guy. We're just saying, you know, like, some things, not everything he did was bad, you know?
Wait, guys, I think Kenny has a point. Stalin used to be a weatherman, not a lot of people know. But weathermen are bad people. I think that's what Kenny's trying to say, right?
Correct.
You don't like weathermen, Kenny?
No, I like weathermen. It's just, you know, that was his only, you know, reasonable job, you know, with credentials, that he was a weatherman. But many people didn't know that when he was a weatherman, he got his data from his colleagues. He cheated. He looked at the charts and in information.
So you call him a cheater, too.
Oh, he's a piece of shit. I agree with you now, Kenny.
hang on, guys, with all due respects, let me refer to what Josh said. Josh for a second. Josh said, then George Washington did the same thing. Yes, actually, he did do that. But you have to understand, if you look at Washington's track record, he was a general in terms of many people looked up to him. He didn't want to be king. You know what I mean? He had a decent reputation, and it was in the... It was in the colonial period, so I kind of understand. But for Stalin, in the 20th century, if you look at his record, where when he assumed power, he was already paranoid. Vladimir Lenin, who wrote, you know, when, after he passed away, before he died, he wrote in his will, do not let Stalin assume leadership. He cannot be general secretary. Once he was, he annihilated his enemies. He, you know, he was very paranoid. He didn't like any of the people who hated him.
Okay, I've done a little study in Stalin. So he, as a kid, he was beaten by his dad, who was an alcoholic. And also, correct, as a kid, he suffered from polio. So his face was discarred. And I think he hurt his right arm, or he got broken. So he was disfigured as a kid.
I think it was because of his father, you know, because his father beat him so badly.
The right arm, maybe, but polio, that's not because of his father.
No, that wasn't because of the father. That's because of he got, correct.
So he was disfigured. So, I mean, he had a bad childhood, man. And also when he was in power, before he became dictator, he was considered by his comrades as, I think, guy in charge of index cards? Something like they made a nickname of him like index cards because he wasn't a powerful orator. He couldn't write a lot. So all he did was just like wrote like index cards memos and speeches. So he had no respect for anyone, man. So can you blame a dude who's...
Yeah, I'm not a psychologist, but from a historian's point of view...
Underestimated Stalin, that's how he took over.
Huh? Repeat?
They all underestimated him?
Oh, yes, they did. They underestimated him because they didn't know he was going to do that. Before Lenin died, there was a power struggle. Leonid Trotsky wanted to be, you know, general secretary. But Stalin actually, you know, he gained the allies and he, you know, won the leadership. So he became general secretary afterwards.
How did Stalin do that? Do you know how he did it? Like
forming alliances.
Were they like secret? Like were they behind people's backs and stuff?
Maybe. High chance it was. They didn't make it public, of course, because that was a controversial position.
You know, Stalin was a superhero after all. His nickname, he actually changed the name to Stalin, which means Man of Steel.
Of course.
Superman. True story. Well,
yes, because his last name was Yugashvili, and he was Georgian. So he had to make it sound, you know, heroic and valiant. So he says Stalin, Man of Steel.
Which is...
Okay, my name from now on is
Just static? Is that it?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah, me.
Boys, hang on. From a historian's point of view, you're supposed to judge on what they did.
Yeah. But you. Okay, sure. But can you. But besides being a killer of millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people, he also was a great poet. And he loved Photoshop. So Josh, I mean, you can relate. He used Photoshop before people even used Photoshop.
Man, listen.
You want to comment?
No. Is he really that good at Photoshop?
Yeah. He used to airbrush people for fun. Because he didn't like the way he appeared in his photos with the whole scarring of his face due to polio. He used to Photoshop everything. So Josh?
No, listen. Stalin was ahead of his time. We still can't compare to him now. But he only killed 20 million. There's people that killed more.
Yeah.
He started a revolt. Was he a bad guy? It depends. If you're from Russia, what would you say? You would say no, right?
Most people didn't like him, Josh.
Actually, a lot of Russians.
Russian hero.
A lot of Russians are mixed about his reputation.
Yep.
Because what did he do? He gave them power?
No, the whole idea was. Go ahead.
You go.
He's what?
You go. You finish it.
Okay. Basically, he like Kenny said in the beginning, he was really paranoid. So if he thought anyone had to do with anything of that, he would kill your brother's brother's uncle. So he was extremely paranoid. He would get rid of the whole family. So it was literally became to a point of there was no trial. So if you said, if you didn't like your neighbor because he looked at you bad one day, you can report him to KGB and he'll be killed the next day. So will his whole family. So it was literally, people were killed. It was like a witch hunt without the hunt, without the trial. Just literally, I don't like Bob next door. Bob and his family dies. So no, everyone is afraid of just being outside, just living. I mean, even like his son got kidnapped by the Germans, by Hitler, and they want to like ransom him out. And Stalin's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to negotiate. Kill him. He didn't say kill him, but he said, I'm not going to negotiate.
Traitor.
Yeah. So he was really paranoid.
Why do people in Russia still like Stalin? You said, Kenny, they have mixed feelings.
They have mixed feelings because they look at him as, you know, the great leader who helped win the Second World War. You know what I mean? Like Russia became a superpower after the Second World War because under his leadership. So they think of him mostly nationalistic wise, that he was great.
Oh, I see. So they're like, oh, in the big picture, everything was okay, even though everybody hated their life at the time or something.
Yeah,
correct.
I would rather be Stalin than live under Stalin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So would I, my man. So would I. I'd rather be powerful than worry about going outside today.
Yeah.
It's
nice. Good job, Josh.
You made such a great point. No one can argue with you. Anybody? I think you won the debate, Hussein.
Thank you.
Our next person in the chat, in the discussion.
You want to do the Cambodian leader? What's his name?
Pol Pot.
So I actually just came back from Cambodia about a month ago on my trip. And we did a couple of tours there. And the guy said before the Khmer Rouge took over, which is the communist party. Correct. Kenny will go more detail a bit later. Cambodia was actually like a top of the world of Southeast Asia. Like it was above Singapore in like the medical doctors and the currency. I mean, like Singapore is like fucking like what? Third most expensive country in the world now. Back then, that shit was above Singapore. It was a really good community. It was really growing national school. Like everyone was well educated. There were lots of doctors. And then Pol Pot took over and kind of fucked shit up.
You guys have to know how he came to power.
Was educated? Didn't he like find all the educated people and like make them work in farms and stuff?
Correct. Let me do a brief intro very quickly.
All right, go ahead.
About the Pol part during the Vietnam, before he came to power, Cambodia was ruled by Long Ngo, who was a Chinese Cambodian leader who was, you know, backed by the Nixon administration, actually, because during the Vietnam War, Nixon bombed Cambodia. So unfortunately, those people, you know, who were in the countryside that experienced the devastations, they didn't like the Long Ngo government. How dare you not protect us while the West is bombing us to death? And Pol Pot was trying to assemble his army and trying to say, join the communists, we will stop the West and Vietnam.
Which is funny because he actually went to the West to get his education. And then he joined the Communist Party in the West. He went to Paris to get his education. And then he was joined the Communist Party in Paris.
But he was a history teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a tricky man.
So, are anybody else we're talking about today a history teacher?
Yeah, he was definitely he was a
We're talking about Kenny. Mao, yes,
are we gonna talk, was Mao a history teacher?
No, he was a librarian.
Oh, so
kind of like Kenny.
Yeah, librarian. Yep, but we do historical research. Yeah. Mao.
So, Kenny, are you going to be a future dictator? Is this what we're trying to come out
of course not.
Are you so obsessed with that? Oh, man. I don't know, Kenny. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
He has a song.
Glad we had a good discussion, at least, you know, about those two. They have a lot in common, you know what I mean? They both had, like, were paranoid.
I'm
Kenny, are you being paranoid about us saying you'll be a future dictator?
No.
Kenny,
denial.
Do you ever feel underestimated?
Kenny, do you think you can accomplish anything you set your mind to? Like being a dictator? Yes.
Well, it depends on how you sign the
paper. We've proven the fact, guys.
So,
okay, let's go into more detail of him, I guess.
Pol Pot was a history teacher?
Correct. That was his side job at nighttime because during the day he tried to publish pamphlets that spoke out against, you know, the current administration of Cambodia, who was ruled by King Sihanouk, who was the all hell king. Because
but the king supported him.
I mean, yes, that's after when his prime minister Long Ngo, that name sounds familiar, right? I just mentioned him, when Long Ngo, with the support of Nixon, overthrew his administration. So Long Ngo took over.
Yeah.
And it's like Pol Pot.
But dude, the king is the one who gave the name of the Khmer Rouge to... Did you just put your hair down, Josh? the king is the one who gave the name of the Khmer Rouge to Pol Pot's army. Khmer being people of Cambodia and Rouge being the Red Communist country. Red Communist country.
And in Cambodian, if you ask a Cambodian the Khmer Rouge, if they don't speak English, they're not going to understand you. So you have to say, Khmer Krahom. Then they understand what you're talking about. When I meant communists, right? Like when Nick with Long Ngo and then the communists, they were basically referring to they didn't want the Vietnamese communists to influence Cambodia. So they tried to install, you know, Long Ngo there in order to, you know, prevent, in order to maintain stability and to prevent the communists from taking power.
And then it backfired. Oh, did a 180 after that, huh?
Oh, yeah. But then good news, in 1979, Pol Pot was so paranoid that he attacked Vietnam.
And then Vietnam attacked him?
Yep. And then you know, the Pol Pot regime, you know, came down. It declined.
It declined in 1997, dude.
Wait, no, so the UN took over in 93.
Two countries attacked each other? Two communist countries went to war with each other?
Basically, yeah.
They've been fighting each other for a while in the first place before that. I mean, Vietnam, Cambodia, and... Thailand been fighting each other for a long time.
To the Khmer Rouge, was it still communist after that?
Yeah, Khmer Rouge is communist.
It is communist.
They believed in what? They wanted to engineer a classless peasant society.
Yes.
So they took away, they wanted everyone to be stupid. So they killed intellectuals and wanted everyone to work in a farm, like Josh said before, Hussein said before. We were smart. Killed them or forced them to work in a farm. But just because he was born in a rich family.
Correct. Salasaw was his birth name.
Sounds like he really didn't like his himself. Kind of.
He really liked the Cambodian 11th century was not, you know, was a beautiful place, you know, Angkor Wat, you know, I mean, the Buddhist temple, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it still is.
But, you know, of course it still is. But then Popa feared that the Westerners, like the French who conquered them, you know, might not make Cambodia as strong anymore. You know what I mean? Many people view Cambodia as a weak country.
But here's the funny thing. Good.
I was going to say, what do you think about Lara Croft destroying one of those temples?
Well, Lara Croft is in danger to everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad we could agree on one thing.
Definitely, that was interesting discussion.
But you know, so even though he was committing all that genocide, so this is a really fun fact that I read up. So he was committing all these hate crimes, genocide, and people did not believe that he was doing it. They're like, there's no way he's doing it. This is unfathomable. So he still had a seat in the UN until 1982. And he started this shit in 1963, dude.
Jeez.
Like, he's, cult well, right? 63?
Personality.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, 1970. So for 12 years, he's been killing people. He killed 1.5 million people out of 7 million populations. The 20% of people he killed. And the United Nations is like, there's no way someone's doing this kind of shit. Let's give him a seat there for a while. And even like, dude, even the Americans supported him. So if they dropped, I have like statistics here. They dropped 500,000 tons of bombs on Cambodia, 3 times more than they dropped in Japan in World War II.
Correct.
And they supported the communist regime, dude. They supported Cambodia because they were against the Vietnam taking over.
Because Cambodia
one communist group as opposed to another.
Cambodia was neutral at the time, ideally.
Yeah, but then they kept going with it.
Because the people got mad, and that gave an incentive for Pol Pot to, you know, gain followers in the countryside.
Yeah. So what you're saying is America's to blame.
America definitely, yes, partially. America did have a role to play.
So Kenny, you showing signs of being a dictator and saying America's to blame. What is your next step?
All parties are at fault. Geopolitics is very dangerous.
So you believe like Stalin, equal killing for all?
No, I don't believe in equal killing, but you know.
So it's you just said all parties are at fault.
Wait, but who's
worse? I'm saying all parties. Repeat.
Who's the worst dictator of the two, Pol Pot or Stalin?
Definitely Stalin.
I think Pol Pot.
Pol Pot?
I think Pol Pot.
30% of this.
Because population. Pol Pot made everyone fucking work in the field.
Yeah.
Stalin just made you afraid of going outside.
Like, nobody was fucking with Pol Pot, and he just decided to kill them. Like, he just wiped out a fifth of his population just for fun, apparently. Like, what but was Stalin he trying to
wasn't,
do?
Stalin wasn't, like, that paranoid where he actually wanted, you know, where he was. Well, you're right. He was actually scared, but he wouldn't even have the balls to do it. That's different. Cambodia actually
had a mental. Stalin had an actual disease, man, because of his brain hemorrhage. So, I mean, that was partially responsible. Pol Pot was just a dick, man.
I blame the leaders of the communist bureaucrats of the 20s that they chose him instead of Trotsky.
So you're blaming someone who you can't even blame. You're blaming the people. So are you saying it's good that they got killed because they picked the wrong person?
No, I'm saying that history, you know, unfortunately, you know, wasn't on, you know, the side of moral justice, apparently, because they put him in charge and, you know, then he started.
But dude, we put Trump in charge. We put Trump in charge, man. Mm. So, I mean, history repeats itself, right?
Let's see.
Well, depends what Trump ends up doing. But I think we learned
from nothing.
He can't do shit, right?
Nah, he's useless. No, he's like, he's a puppet. With big hands.
Yeah. Did you see
what happens?
One piece is the way.
Big golden signs, you know, he's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
You ever seen his golden signs?
No, I have no clue what you're talking about.
They say Trump on them. It's like big golden letters everywhere.
I thought they were like silver.
Oh, I don't know. I think
you don't even know, man.
It's all the same.
So, back to this. So, we're saying, was Pol Pot ever married? Is the real question, Ken.
Actually, I think he was.
But was he married 3 times to Stalin?
I mean, I know Stalin was married. He had like three wives. I understand that, but
like he ever killed his wife or anything.
Was Pol Pot? Was Pol Pot, or did he have like a lame name too that he switched to something cool?
I told you, yeah, his birth name was Salazar.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
So he's asking about Pol Pot. No, what's Pol Pot's name?
No, Salazar.
Yeah, Salazar.
Oh yeah, that's he didn't go with a better name though.
Pol Pot's not bad. I mean, it's easy to remember.
Pot. His name's a pot. He's a fucking teapot.
It probably sounds really good in Cambodian.
Cambodian? Oh, yeah. It means hero of the heroes. God and God among gods.
You see?
What does it mean? Anyone? Can someone Google that shit? Josh? Please. I don't have a computer in front of me.
I don't speak Cambodian. Even though I'm a polyglot, but I don't speak Cambodian, so I had no idea. Yes, he was married to two people. To two women, he was.
Mm-hmm. Same time?
It's short. Oh,
no, Pol separate. The voice one.
It's short for potential politics. Politique potentiel.
In Latin.
That's such a name. That's such a weird name, man. He named himself after like a concept.
Concept art.
Yeah.
But also, I think Pol Pot didn't have many talents. Kenny. Stalin had talents. He was a poet.
He killed his
an
wife.
Artist.
Come on.
He a that, killer. Yeah. That he also used to like. He loved John Wayne. Great thing. He was a cinephile. He watched movies everywhere. Everywhere he went. Everywhere he had a house, he had a movie theater inside the house.
Did Stalin?
That man's actually.
He loved the play Volga Volga. In Russian, which is also named after a river in the Volga River. It was like a famous play in the 30s, and there was a nice actress. She was beautiful, right? So after she did her magic and performed, she told us, told the people there, you better take care of well of her. If not, we will shoot you.
See? He likes that?
See, he took care of people, man. You don't hear good shit about Pol Pot. Pol Pot never even got... Dude, he lived a peaceful life after he became a dictator. He got taken down. They never took him to trial. And only now, they only took some of the people to trial in Cambodia who were part of it.
So for example, Aung Suri, who died recently, but he was both charged with crimes.
Mm. Yeah. And people didn't even believe what was happening. That's how bad it was. People were like, no fucking way. That's not possible. I mean, Stalin, they knew that shit was bad. That was believable. Pol Pot, like, oh man, would do that to his own people.
Yeah.
So that's how crazy it is. That's why, in my opinion, Pol Pot's worse.
Pol Pot's ridiculous. What was he doing? What about Genghis Khan? You know that the Mongols killed so many people, they prevented global warming.
But they also, now 1% of population is related to Genghis Khan. So, I mean, he also put up a lot of people back in just as he killed the top two back down.
My Italian professor, get this, she teaches Chinese culture. She says she went to Ancestry DNA. She says even she has Mongol blood from her father's side.
Told you, see? So he gave back as much as he put in.
People have it.
A lot of people, I think, have it. I'm scared. I hope I don't have it because, he conquered China. So maybe as a Han Chinese, I might have a Mongol blood.
Well, what's the
point? When you see a horse, do you feel like riding it, Kenny?
No.
Have you ever felt like seeing the skulls of your enemies trampled under the foot of your horses?
No.
When you see a blue sky, do you feel like conquering some people?
No. Only my dreams.
Kenny, when you see a wall, do you want to destroy it?
No, I want to build it.
What's your opinion about sieges?
About what?
Sieges.
Sieges are fun.
Oh. Really depends,
He has it.
Yeah.
He has it. You see in his eyes, the twinkle there? He just broke his headphones. You see the anger coming out?
Yeah. We should get on Kenny's good side.
Yeah, stay on Kenny's good side.
We should.
Oh, this was great.
All right.
We learned a lot. So you guys want to end it with that, Tay?
Turn on us.
So
Yeah, it's good.
Let's sign out. Thank everybody for watching us, listening to us. It was fun, and we'll catch you guys in the next one.